Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Beis. This parak discusses David dropping his family off by the king of Moab and Shaul's order to murder the Kohanim of Nob. After David escaped for his life from King Achash, now David fled to Maras Adullam, the cave of Adullam. David's brothers and family ran with David because as Shaul was looking to kill David, David's family's life was endangered as well. And Pasuk Beis. The Yukapsol of Kol Ishmatok, the Kol Ishashelo Nose, the Kol Ishmar Nefesh, now all the distressed people and people who had debt and people that were bitterly suffering gathered together with David and appointed him as a general. It was 400 men of this character who had now joined David. Note, we see how David seemed to gather the most lowly and burdened people. It is precisely the role of the true tzaddikim to go all the way down to be makar the lowest of the low Jews, not to write them off and say, I want better, or this person's not fitting for me, but precisely to go down, judge them favorably, and bring them up. David traveled from Maras Adullam to the king of Moab in Mitzpeh to leave his parents there out of harm's way. The Tosos Harid explains, David thought his parents would be safe by the king of Moab because Yishai was a descendant of Rus, who was a princess of Moab. David was mistaken. As soon as David left, King Moab murdered David's family with the exception of one brother who wasn't present at that time. The Navi God urged David to leave for Yehuda. David went to Yaras Haret, the forest of Haret. The Navi now turns its attention to Shaul and the atrocious murder of Nob, the city of Kohanim. In Pasuk Vav through Tesvav, Shaul, who was located in Giva, now rallied his troops for loyalty and support. Shaul related, the son of Yishai will not take care of you in the way that I have. My own son, Yonasan, betrayed me and protected David's life. How come no one came to support me and tell me the truth? Who is with me? Doeg Adomi then spoke up. Doeg shared, David and Achimelech are in collusion with each other. Doeg saw Achimelech give David bread and the sword of Goliath in the city of Nob earlier. Just a word on the name Doeg. Doeg Hadomi. Doeg comes from the word Doeg, which means to worry and stress, because Doeg was worried about finding favor in the king's eyes and caused worry to the world. Daiga, which means worry, also has the same letters from all the letters from Aleph through Hey in it, except for the letter Beis, which stands for Bitachon, faith, because when you delete Hashem from the picture, you end up worried. Also, Doeg is spelled Dawid Vav Yud Gimel, containing the letters Vav Yud Vi in the middle, indicating woe, aside, expressing the anguish, the Vi, that Hashem had over the words of Doeg. Achimelech then defended himself and David, as Achimelech seemed to be unaware of the events that transpired between Shaul and David. In Pasuk Tezayin, Vayom HaMelech, Mos Tumas Achimelech, Ata L'chol Beis Avicha. And King Shaul said, Achimelech, you will now be put to death, and your entire family will be as well. King Shaul now ordered his men to kill the Kohanim and wipe out the city of Nob. However, none of the men were willing to kill the Kohanim of Hashem. King Shaul now charged Doeg with the order to kill the Kohanim, as if saying, you, Doeg, made the accusation, now you take care of it. On that day, Doeg killed 85 Kohanim wearing the ephod and massacred the entire city of Nob, murdering the men, women, children, and cattle. This was obviously considered a major tragedy and had far-reaching ramifications, as we will see later. And Pasuk Chaf through Chaf Gimel, which is the end of the Perek, there was one survivor who escaped, Avyasar, the son of Achimelech. Avyasar ran to David and related to him the events that transpired. Now, amazingly, we see David's true humility and takes full responsibility for the death of the Kohanim in Nob. As it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayomer David l'Avyasar, David says to Avyasar, Yadati b'yomahu kisham Doeg Admoni. I knew on that day when I was with your father, Achimelech, Doeg was there. Anochi sibosi b'chol nefesh beis avicha. for I am responsible for every life of your father's house. And you see amazingly how David, in his true humility, takes full responsibility and does not pass the blame onto someone else. David now invites Abiathar to stay with him, and that's the end of the story. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.